In today's Mishnah, we learn the fourth and fifth Mishnah from the second parak of Masechet Amidot. And this Mishnah continues with the pattern that we were learning, that we saw in yesterday's Mishnah, in the second Mishnah. So Mishnah begins, Kol HaKtalim, all the walls that surround, that were in the Beit HaMikdash, that surround Har HaBayit, that surrounded the Azara, all these walls were Hayu Gvohim, they were very tall, well in excess of the height of the gates, which were 20 Amot. Chutz, except for the Shar HaMizrachi, the eastern wall of Har HaBayit. Why? Sha'kohen sorefet ha-para omed barosh har ha-mishcha. As we mentioned before, that the Kohen would go out that eastern gate in order, or the Kohen Gadol sometimes, would go out to burn the para duma, and they would do so not in the on Harabait, but on har ha-mishcha, referring to har ha-zeitim. And when he would do so, ha-mitkaven v'ro'e pitcho shel heichal. It was important that he would, when he was standing on har ha-zeitim, that he was able to see the entrance of the Heichal itself, b'shat hazeat adam, when he would sprinkle the blood, because it says vizan el nochach pnei ohel moed midama, that he had to sprinkle in the direction of in the direction of the opening of the ohel moed. Well, that's a reference to the heichal. So how would that work? Why is it necessary for the wall to be 20 amot high? And that is because the actual the heichal itself as was actually 22 amot above the floor of Har HaBayit. We've already mentioned some of the steps. For example, we mentioned the steps from the Chel to the, which was the floor of Har HaBayit, up onto the level of the, what we're going to see in a moment, the Ezrat Nashim. There are steps from the Ezrat Nashim to the Azara. Inside the Azara, there are a few steps, and there's also some steps from the Azara all the way to the Ulam, and that in total made 22. Even though all the gates were aligned because of this. This rise and the since the topology was such that it kept on going upward, in order for the Kohen to be able to see from his vantage point the entrance to the Heichal, it was necessary he would see over the outer wall, and then he would be able to see through the other two gates. We're talking about the gate that led into the Ezrat Nashim, and then from the Ezrat Nashim into which was the Shar Nicanor, into the Azara itself, the temple courtyard. And the Gemara goes into this in detail, actually, because you also have to consider the Mizbeach, where it was located, so it wouldn't interfere with the vision. But for simplicity, just for the sake of our purposes, again, in order for it to be possible to see the entrance of the Heichal, it was necessary that the eastern wall was lower than the rest of the other walls. Let's now learn Mishnah. Hey, Ezrat Nashim. So this is the area that was to the east of the Azara. So we're going to progress from east to west, and as we go do that, we're going to be entered from the Ezrat Nashim, Azara, to the Ulam, Kodesh, and then Kodesh HaKodeshim. So we sort of progressively get deeper and deeper inside the Beit HaMikdash. So first we describe this area that's referred to as Ezrat Nashim. Haitar, it was Orech Mea Oshoshim Amah, it was 130 Amot, Al Rochav Mea Oshoshim Amah, Vechamesh Amah, that it was 135 by 135 Amot. And there were four, if you call it chambers, but you'll see it's not exactly a chamber, but more like a storage area, that were in the four corners. Shel arba'im amah, that were each 40 by 40 amot in the dimensions. And they were not, they didn't have roofs, so they were open space, that's why I didn't exactly translate as being a chamber. And that's exactly how they're going to be in the times of Mashiach, in the Beit Shlishi. This is Hezekiah talking about the Nevuah regarding the third Beit HaMikdash. He was taken to the outer courtyard, referring to this area that we're referring to, the Ezra Nashim. And it says there that Ve'avirenu el arba miktzo'ei ha-chatzer, I was taken towards these four corners, Ve'nichech chatzer miktzo'ach ha-chatzer, ha-chatzer miktzo'ach ha-chatzer, arba miktzo'ot ha-chatzer ha-chatzerot ktanot. So in these four corners, he saw these four little small chatzerot, and they refer to chatzerot keturot. And the Mishnah explains, Ve'en kuturot ela she'enu mekorot. That what does it mean, kuturot? The meaning that didn't have a kira, they didn't have a roof over the top. Interestingly, though, despite the fact we said it was 40 by 40 amot, Kati cites earlier, above what we just read, that in Yechezkel, it's actually described as being 40 long and then 30 wide, length meaning from east to west. Omehem ha-mesham shot, what were they used for? So, dromit mizrachit, So the southeastern lishcha, that would be the one that what you would see if you when you're entering to your immediate left. Hiata lishchat hanezirim. This was a lishcha for the nazirs. So someone who is a nazir. So what what would you do with that? What would a nazir do in that location? Shama nazirim mevashlim et shalmehem. It was there that they mevashel, they cooked the shlat their shlamim. A nazir, when he finishes his term in nazirut, he has to bring three korbanot, as we learned back in Masechta Nazir, chatat, olah, and shlamim. But from the shlamim itself, he had to give the kohen a zroa b'sheila, part of the foreleg, to the kohen. It had to be cooked. And since he had to give it to him, and it requires the bishul cooking in a makom kadosh, and that was its location. Magalchin, and they would also shave the nazir there, etza around the hair, as we described back in Masechta Nazir, umeshalchin tachat hadud, and they would place it under the fire, or under the pot in which they cooked up the zroa b'sheila. Mizrachit tzvonit. What was in the northeastern corner? Again, if you're entering from the Mizrach, this is going through the Shar of the Ezrat Nashim, that would be now to your immediate right. That was Lishchat Ha'etzim. That's the Lishcha, that's a chain, the area where they store the wood. But it's not just storing wood for the Mizbeach, but rather Shishama Konim Balei Mumim. Kohanim that had a blemish that they couldn't serve in the Beit HaMikdash itself, they would have a job in that location. The Matlin Ha'etim, they would check the wood to make sure it was not wormy at all. Otherwise, such wood would not be able to be placed on the Mizbeach. That is because for Chol Etz Nimtza Tolad, any piece of wood that had a worm or became wormy, Papasul Ma'al Gabei Mizbeach could not be used on the fires on the Mizbeach. Tzvonit Ma'aravit. So the northwestern corner, this is, if you're going, that would be on the far right as you enter the Ezrat Nashim. Mishnah explains that Hiata Lishkat HaMetzoraim. This was the special area for someone who is a Metzora, who had just became Tahor. And on the eighth day of the purification process, when he'd bring the Korbanot, he would have to immerse once again in that morning in that Lishcha. And because he would come to the Mizbeach, he'd bring Korbanot and have to stick his thigh. It's part of the purification process. We'll learn about that in much greater detail as part of Masechta Negayim. It's actually interesting here in terms of what's the purpose of immersing the mikveh. Normally, when one immerses the mikveh, in order to complete the Tahara process, they'd have to wait till nightfall, as we've been learning till now. But this wasn't really for that purpose. It was more of because the Metzora, I'll just explain very briefly, because the Metzora himself had been Tameh for so long, he might not have been as attuned to being concerned about Tumantara, and this extra tefillah is sort of to jog his memory just in case he became Tameh and made a mistake in the previous day, to make sure he's completely Tahor from other forms of Tumah, not just from his more pressing need, which is that being Tzaraat, prior to going sticking his thumb and toe and etc. part of the purification process, meaning sticking them into the Azara. But again, let's put that aside for the moment. We'll discuss it more in Masechta Negayim. Ma'aravit Dromit. This is the southwestern corner now. So it's the deep left, if you like, if you're entering the Ezrat Nashim. Amar Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rebbe Yaakov says, Shechachti mehaya mishamesha. I forgot what exactly it was used for. If you remember, we've mentioned previously that Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, he was the Tana that taught this Masechta. So Abba Shaul contributes here, says my Abba Shaul Omer, Sham hayu notnim yayin v'shem, and that's where they used to put the wine and the oil, meaning this is for the nesachim that would be used for the oil, importantly for the mincha offerings, and the wine for the wine libations. Hiata nikret lishkat beit shmanya. That was referred to as the chamber of beit shmanya, meaning lishkat shemanim, or the oil chamber. The chalaka haita. And now it's referring to Ezrat Nashim, that the walls, everything was smooth, floor and sheer walls. That was how it was in the beginning. However, v'kifuha k'tzotzra, they actually placed balconies on the left and on the right. That would be on the north and the south sides, left being the south and north being the right. And if you remember, we learned about this in Masechet Sukkah. Kedei shelo yomoravim. I skipped a bit. Shanashim ro'ot milamala, because during Simchat Beit HaShoaiva, as we described back in Masechet Sukkah, during the celebrations, the women would be up on the balconies and the men would be dancing about below, v'anashim milamata, and that's kedei shelo yomoravim, and that was to ensure that there wouldn't be any intermingling. being a happy and jovial time, there's a concern that will come to Kalut Rosh and other issues that might have occurred. That's why they kept the men and women separate then, even back in the times of Beit HaMikdash. V'chamesh esrei ma'alot olot mitocha. And then there were 15 steps that went from the Ezrat Nashim up to the surface of, you'll see, of the Azara, Lezrat, and to the Ezrat Israel, which is a small region inside what we call the beginning of the Azara, which we'll learn about in tomorrow's mission out. However, the Mishnah says, why were the 15 steps first? That's Kaneged Chamesh Esrei Ma'alot Shebatehillim. The 15 steps resemble or were to mirror the 15 capitals of Tehillim of the Shir HaMalot or Shilah Malot from the Prakim of Kuf Chaf to Kuf Lam Dalet. Shalehim HaLevim Omrim B'Shira. And it was on these steps that the Levim would sing Shira at the times of the during the times of Simchat Beit HaShoeva. Mishnah ends by saying, Lo hayu trotot, they weren't not squared off these stairs, Ela mukafot kechatzi goren agula. And they were more like a semi-circled steps. So the steps stretched all the way around in a semicircle, 15 of them from the Ezrat Nashim all the way to the Ezrat Yisrael. Those are Mishnah today.